You know, I'd like to, I want to play for you what I just mentioned with our last guest, J. Michael Waller. So I want to go to bite number two here. The reason being is Ketanji Brown Jackson, Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court, apparently is most concerned about the government's ability to censor social media outlets to ensure the government's message is not interfered with. At least that's what I get from this. This is part of the oral arguments, and I'd like you to hear it. Bite two, listen to this.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. What would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
And, Your Honor, I understand that instinct, and I guess what I tell you is that
she said two things there. She can't take down dangerous information, and then she said interact. No, there's two different things. The government can't come in and take down information. If people believe there are natural solutions to an illness, for example. I mean, look at all the doctors that were silenced during the pandemic. Shut down, deplatformed, canceled altogether because they had a different perspective, which, by the way, for many of them turned out to be exactly right and the government was exactly wrong. When in the course of human history have you heard, oh, just go home for 2 weeks, get really sick, and then we'll try to treat you? It's never happened. And by the way, ivermectin worked. It worked for me anyway. We'll shift gears here a little bit and talk about the economy, all right? $300 billion, the crypto crash. Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, all lost big money. 10% since this time last week, $300 billion lost since they hit a peak of $2.8 trillion earlier this month. Elon Musk might be jumping back in the crypto market. But the problem is that the governments might be jumping in here. And here's the other thing. The Fed is meeting. The average mortgage rate last week, 6.41%. Today, they're up to about 6.76%, up 25 basis points. 0.25% they're up because nobody believes the Fed's going to be cutting the interest rates, which is supposed to, the meeting is tomorrow. Don't expect, from everything I'm reading here, don't expect anything good to happen with the interest rate from the Fed. So don't expect anything to go down. In fact, I would expect that mortgage rates inch up a little bit, as I just told you. So there you go. In Michigan, by the way, gas price is not making anybody happy at all. Let's go to the pump, shall we, for some comments. Listen.
What have you noticed about gas prices lately?
Going through the roof.
They're always spiking, and then they'll come down, but it's constant.
It's very frustrating, especially with the inflation of groceries and everything. We don't need gas to get any higher.
Frustration at the pump as the state average gas price reaches a new high for 2024. According to fresh data from the Energy Information Administration, gas demand has increased recently, while total gas stocks have dropped. We talked to local driver Kirk Langford about the rise. He told me that the spike has him trying to drive the least amount possible.
Inflation, I mean, it's, you know, one of these things that we have to live with. We might not like it, but we have to deal with it.
Yeah, we don't like it at all. You have to deal with it in some regard, but as we've been hearing more and more and more, traditional Democrat voters are saying, I've had enough. nothing ever changes. I keep voting for the same things and nothing ever changes. And that's why NBC now, I mean, look, the networks that babysit Joe Biden and Democrats can only lie for so long, can only shade the truth for so long, can only keep that curtain up for so long before people go, look, what are you doing? Because you're as guilty as anybody else. They didn't vet Joe Biden in 2020. They let him hide in his basement. They didn't vet Joe Biden. They didn't pay attention to Hunter Biden's laptop. They did none of those things. And now NBC admitting that Joe Biden is very unpopular. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is some new reporting by my colleagues over the weekend about these behind-the-scenes frustrations and angers that the president has had after his reelection effort has kicked off. And some of those, according to sources that told our team, are focused around really how his Bidenomics and economic agenda hasn't been able to really resonate with voters across the country. He's also frustrated by aides who are trying to create more of a protective bubble around the president to be able to avoid any flubs or gaffes. And you've seen the president even say publicly that he thinks that one-on-one contact, that one-on-one talking that he's able to do with voters is his greatest political strength. So that is reportedly frustrating for the president. And another one of his concerns is really just the political fallout here domestically that we've seen from the Israel-Hamas war as it continues to be a political vulnerability for President Biden during this reelection effort, Ryan.
It's all a vulnerability. They're all doing terrible, right? Anyhow, we're launching into a new election season, and Patriot Mobile, who I've been using for months now, wants to celebrate with a special offer in case you haven't made the switch. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. Free cell phone service. All you need to do is stop procrastinating. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber. Use the promo code SPRING24. SPRING24. Free activation. Free first month. It's all easy at Patriot Mobile, America's first Christian conservative wireless network. All three networks are available. Our service has been fabulous. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber. Use the promo code SPRING24.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.